Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. We just praise you and thank you, Father, for what is happening in the world, what is happening in this country, too. And we praise you and we thank you, Father, for your protection upon Mr. Trump, President Trump, and all of his cabinet that he's picking out, Lord. And I ask and I pray that you give him great and wonderful supernatural discernment when he picks his cabinet. And I thank you for that, Father. Lord, be with us tonight as we talk about a little bit about quantum faith and the effects it has on us. And I thank you, Father, for giving us a lot of information as far as this goes. And I thank you, Father, that it's going to get in people's heart. We're going to understand what faith really is. And I thank you for that, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, be with us tonight. Lead us and guide us. Thank you for all the testimonies. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for being our God. Thank you, Lord, for putting the man-child ministry and getting them anointed. Thank you, Father, for the bride. You're getting them anointed. Thank you, Father, for placing everybody where you want them, Lord, in this coming times ahead. And I thank you for that, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that the ones that are going to be here, that you're going to get them, notify them, and show them, Lord. And I praise you for that. Possibly just translate them here in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for doing that. Lord, I thank you for wisdom for everybody, discernment for everybody. And Lord, I ask and I pray that you fill us all up with your Holy Spirit every day that we ask for it, that we put it in and place it in our hearts to early in the mornings to ask you to fill us, Lord, for the day's work ahead. And I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for God, for encouraging us with your spirit. And Lord, I thank you for all of the praise and worship songs that are out there, Lord, that point directly to you, Lord God, and I thank you for that. Lord, be with us tonight. Show us what you want us to do. Help us with any answers that needs to be given in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that have been answered off of this fellowship in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, that Jenny's healed. Thank you, Lord, that everybody's healed that needs healing in Jesus' name. Because your word says. Amen. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, Teresa.
I've been trying to pray. I've been trying to pray against the chemtrails. They had stopped for a couple days, and then they came on strong. Especially after my son and I had cut down that tree. Very next day, I mean, just right real low over us, there was a plane spewing. Not even white stuff. It was gray black stuff, just right over our area, and it was low. And so, and from that point on, it's just been crisscross all the way, you know, every which way. And so, and I've been trying to pray against him. I've been trying, you know, I've been asking God to stop it, you know, send his angels out to stop the chemtrails, to, you know, bring the contents to nothing, you know, to, and so, but they keep coming. So I'm wondering, what's hindering my prayers from stopping those chemtrails? I want to get them stopped. So I was wondering if we could pray.
Yeah, we can pray. And I'll tell you something. All you have to do from that point on is believe it's being done. That's it. And believe this, when we pray, that the Lord would neutralize them, that it's being done. It's not going to harm anything. And yep, what we do, we pray that the angels would take the airplanes out of commission, that they will never be able to use them again, that there's a boneyard out there full of those things.
Yep.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those chemtrails that are out there with Teresa, we thank you, Lord, that your angels are up there right now, stopping those airplanes, putting them on the ground, that they'd never use them again. And I thank you, Father, for whoever's doing this, that the powers that be would stop it in Jesus' name. In fact, Lord, we just ask that the man or the woman that's in charge of who gets the chemtrails is taken out. And the next one that gets up there, taken out, sent home. And Lord, we thank you for doing that, because all they're doing is poisoning the ground, poisoning the trees, poisoning everything. Yes. And Lord, we just thank you for doing that in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, for any of them that get past us, that when they spray, it's neutralized, that it doesn't have any effect on anybody or anything. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Teresa up there where she lives. And I thank you, Father, but right here, I saw him today, Lord, or was it today? Yesterday. Lord, I saw him yesterday doing it, and I thank you, Father, for down in those airplanes, putting them on the ground and keeping them there in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that they're going to find out that it's too expensive to do it anymore, because they're losing planes right and left in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Oh, praise be to God. Lord, we just thank you that everything that we touch is blessed. Everything that we bless is good enough for us to eat. It's going to be wonderful for us to eat. Everything around us is going to be okay. We thank you for all the cattle that are not affected. We thank you for all the horses. All the livestock are not affected by anything that they spray on us in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that not even the weather is going to change anymore. They're going to find out that they're non-existent.
Amen.
In their desire to kill people, in Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name.
Well, there's a lot going on in the world, and especially in America. All right. Anybody else got a prayer? I got a testimony. Katie sent me. I think it was on this one. Y'all remember Katie, don't you? All right, let's see here. Katie, Wadey, my daddy. Oh, she says, oh, I forgot to share this. Back in October of 2023, I remember it. She said, you prayed for my cousin Elena about infertility. And then I heard that she said, and I heard 11 months. I think I remember that too. She said, the girls were born in August, but didn't come home until September, which was 11 months. Right on the button. So, y'all see what prayer does. We prayed, remember that? We all prayed that she would be fertile, that she's going to have babies. And the Lord told me it's going to be in 11 months. So there they go. Lord's good. They're pretty too. Twins. Let me see if I can get it up there. You girls go on with your bad self, with your good self. Let me see if y'all can you see that? There we go. That's better, isn't it? That's them two girls. I think they're girls. If I can hold it still. that's her friends.
I think they're wearing a headband. That makes them a girl.
Yeah, yeah. I think she said they were girls. She had told me that they were girls. I think. All right, anybody else? Lord, we thank you for blessing those twins. We praise you, Father, for a good mom and dad that's going to talk the Bible to them in Jesus' name. Hey, Missy, what's up, girl? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Merle was keen to me and told me about his niece, and I want to pray for her, but I missed. Whose babies were those?
Huh?
Whose babies were those?
Katie's friend.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah, Katie's friend. Let me see what her name was.
And she had twins. Wow. The Lord one-upped us, didn't he?
for her cousin, Elena.
Okay.
And they had told her she was infertile, couldn't have babies. But God, glory to God, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
She's fertile Myrtle. Twins.
Yeah, fertile Myrtle.
Anyway. I know I've told you about this, but it's been a while. Merle's niece, Diane, I think she's like 72 now. I think she's a couple years younger than Merle. Anyway, Merle's the baby. She had gotten like all these COVID jabs, and she, at one point had a tumor in her brain. She had lung cancer and some other place or whatever. And they did surgery on it in her brain, and they gave her this real expensive chemo pill to take. And it had gone and was in, I guess they said, remission or whatever for quite a while. And Merle just said that, her husband just texted Merle and said she's in Hershey Medical Center. She has another brain tumor, and they're going to do some kind of gamma treatment on her. I guess to remove it or shrink it or something or whatever. And so, Father, we just, we ask you for your mercy and grace. We just command this cancer in the name of Jesus to die and leave Diane in the name of Jesus, a believer, but, or should I say born again Christian, but there's a lot she doesn't believe. I don't know if she's spirit filled or not, but Lord, just ask you for your mercy and grace, Lord, and we just speak health and healing to Diane. We command this tumor out of her brain and anywhere else in her body. We command all cancer cells to die in the name of Jesus. The spirit of infirmity must leave her in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that she is healed.
Amen.
Help her and Rick both, Lord, to confess that by your stripes, she is healed in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We break all curses and all witchcraft and all pharmacia off of her in the name of Jesus. You are the healer, Lord, and it is done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. It is done. We command that cancer to go from her. Command that fear of cancer to go from her. We command everything that's not of God to leave her body right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for restoring everything that the enemy has stolen from her. In Jesus' name, praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There's that professional pickleball player there. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Michael.
How's it going, buddy?
Good.
Awesome. All right, anybody else got a prayer request? Lord, we thank you for here's something that just came across a while ago. Elon Musk and I can't say that guy's name. Let's see. Vivek Rashamagi, whatever his name is. Were picked by Trump to, well, I can't find it now. Yes, I can, in Jesus' name. Oh, Laura Trump's getting a huge new job that the libs will hate. Yeah. Whoa. There may soon be an unexpected vacancy in the Florida Senate seat since Senator Marco Rubio is slated to be appointed Secretary of State. Marco Rubio? Is slated to be appointed Secretary of State in this Trump administration. According to rumors, a possible change might make it possible for Governor Ron DeSantis to name a replacement. Ooh, that would be huge. That would set the liberals on fire. It says, although neither Rubio's appointment nor DeSantis' selection of a replacement are official, some Republican sources suggest that Laura Trump, daughter-in-law of former President Trump, is one of the leading candidates.
I heard him, I thought I heard him say, or somebody saying, that he wasn't going to appoint, none of his family were going to be appointed anything.
Well, this is a Senate seat for Florida. It got nothing to do with his.
I got you.
With his cabinet.
I understood what you said. I got you.
Yeah. Well, that would be awesome. She's hard to. The liberals can't hardly deal with her. And she's pretty sharp. There was another one about Elon and, oh gosh, it was on my phone. Anyway, anybody got anything they want to pray about? I know you Canadians are real interested in what we're talking about here. We're not going to talk long about it. Did y'all know that Biden is being impeached, even as we speak, by the House or the Senate? I think it's the House. Might be the Senate. I don't remember. They've got all kinds of evidence of the corruption. Lord, we thank you for exposing all the criminals. And the government, everything. And something else was Jill Biden and Melania Trump were supposed to get together for a tea like they always do when the presidentials have these little doohickeys, these transitions. And I don't know what they talk about, but Melania said, nope, I ain't going. Said, I ain't going because they sent the FBI down here to steal my dress. You know, all kinds of whatever it was. But anyway, I thought that was real cool of her. She just said, nope, not going. All right. Anybody got any questions about the politics of America? Lord, we thank you for your shield of protection around about President Trump and his cabinet during this transition time. In Jesus' name. Lord, as you know, the other side is desperate. and they'll try anything. Thank you, Father. All right, how many of you got a chance to read some of the quantum faith? Quantum physics proves faith. I got it out too late, didn't I? Yeah. Okay, I hope you got it handy. We'll start that tonight. Lord, I just ask that you grace us tonight with your wisdom and grace us tonight to understand the things that you put on my heart to share tonight with this this teaching. And I praise you and I thank you for it, Father. Lord, let it be an encouragement to everybody that what they say and what they speak and how they feel and how they react to things really matter. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, the other day, maybe a couple of weeks ago, week or two ago, I was reading this, and it's been a while since I read it, this particular one on quantum faith. On quantum physics proves faith. And it was so telling to me, and I thought it would help a lot of people and encourage a lot of people to start speaking the things that you want, speaking the things that you need, and start believing for the things, because it's it all is related to quantum physics. And it, like it says, like I said in this thing, quantum physics proves faith. So we'll get started. I've got it up here on the screen. Oh, wait a minute. We got a song, don't we? Yeah. Okay. Well, thank y'all for reminding me. Let me see if I think I got it up. Yeah. All right. Come on now.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing. Circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. pray for your healing. The circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee. In Jesus' name.
Boy, that'll get you, won't it? That'll sneak up on you. Good gracious. Whew. I tell you, that was a good one. I like that. I hadn't thought of it in that vein, though, Missy. You know, of quantum physics. Timeline. Amen. All right. How many of you got things in your life that you'd love to change? Whew. There ain't a house big enough for me to put it all in. But God. Yeah, Joe.
Sorry, I was just agreeing. Sorry, I take my hand down.
Oh, okay. All right. Amen. Yeah, that's a good song. We're going to have to play that one more. I'll stir your heart up a little bit for what's coming. What's all this chat going on? Ben says, as it is written, a father of many nations have I made thee, before him who he believed, even God who gives life to the dead and calls the things that are not as though they were. Turn it into water. Turn it all into water vapor. The air. Oh, he's talking about the chemtrails, really. Turn it all into water vapor. The air around us is clean and pure. Yes, I do. Are you having trouble hearing me? Am I breaking up or anything?
Earlier.
Not no more. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We got good bandwidth. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, get your doohickeys out. What made me want to do this is... I went back over, I've read this two or three times now, and there's some things in here that will help us improve our faith. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to read it from here. I'm not going to read it on here. It'll improve your faith if you understand what he's talking about. Everybody understands the basics of quantum physics, don't you? Basics of quantum physics is you can change your circumstances by how you act, feel, and speak. You can change your circumstances. You can change your hair color. You can. You can change if you're bald-headed or not. Because you can speak, and it'll change. And you're going, we're going to, and that's what's going to be shown here. Now there's a part one and part two. Now, I think I gave everybody both parts, didn't I? Okay. And it's in booklet form, so you could just print it out and use it. It starts out Mark 11:23-24. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou taken up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he says comes to pass, he shall have it. Therefore I say unto you, all things, whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe that you received, that's supposed to be past tense, them, and you shall have them. If you've listened to David on his faith messages, you'll understand that. So he says, looking at it from a surface level, it would seem a ridiculous statement that Jesus made. How is it possible that spoken words would send a mountain into the sea? Am I loud enough for everybody? Okay. When Jesus said in Luke 17, verse 6, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say. He was speaking of the smallest seed that could be seen in his time. If he were here today, he might say, if you had faith as an atom, or even smaller, if you had faith as a quark, which is a subatomic particle. And the point he was making was that small things that cannot be easily seen manifest themselves and affect things in the larger world where we live. Quantum physics is the study of things so small, that we can't see them. Yet everything we see is made of those subatomic particles. Remember Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Before God spoke and said, let there be light, the substance for light was there. It was already there. The sound vibration of his words caused the substance to manifest and appear. Words are energy, and energy affects matter. You got to get that one right. Words are energy, and energy affects matter. The energy of your microwave vibrates the water molecules and heats the water. The energy of electricity flows to your washing machine and powers the motor that spins the hub and cleans your clothes. So we can rightfully say that energy affects matter. Your words are energy, and they affect the matter in your life. When you speak the words, this is the worst car I have ever had, you stupid piece of junk. Those words are vibrations of energy that affect the atoms that make up that car. And if you speak those words long enough, guess what? Your car is going to obey you. Scientists have performed experiments with atoms and their subatomic particles, such as electrons. And if you paid attention in school, you saw the diagram of an atom with the electron orbiting it, like the Earth orbits the sun. And the interesting thing is that scientists have discovered that the electron that is shown orbiting the nucleus is not always there in particle form. It exists in a wave state, like a cloud everywhere at once, until someone looks at it. When the scientist observes it, it suddenly appears as a dot, as a particle. What we all want to know is, how does it know someone is looking at it? It obviously is responding to the observer's interaction with it. And one of the difficulties in quantum physics is that the particles behave somewhat differently for each observer. That's interesting. Listen, if anybody wants to stop and talk about something or ask a question or anything, just butt in and do it, because I'm trying to read and look at y'all too. Just butt in any time. Yeah, Julie.
The part where it says it obviously is responding to the observer's interaction with it. It's kind of like, I just was thinking about that video that we watched. I can't remember the guy's name, the Japanese guy.
With the plants,
strawberries, with the water molecules, yep. With you know all that stuff that they were testing and stuff, and it's like it responds to our words, and you know it's like what we speak into the atmosphere. You know, it's just me and the Lord here. You know, and the only people, the only ones that hear me are the angelic beings. You know, the demons and the angels and the Lord, right? So, you know, so I, a lot of times I will speak out loud things, you know, mm-hmm. or pray out loud or speak the word out loud and I know something's happening, even though it may not manifest the way I want it to or how I want it to or when I want it to, it's still happening. You know, yep. The demons are all subject unto us in the name of Lord. When we speak his word, with the authority, you know, he's given to us, there is something happening in the spirit realm all the time. And if we speak negatively about stuff, I notice those things happen pretty quick.
I'll tell you something else. What you think affects them too. How yeah. you think in your mind. You can say, well, I'm healed, and not believe it. Ain't going to work. But you can say it until you do believe it. Say the word of God until you do believe it. You can do that. Yeah, Missy.
There were times, I'm sorry, I have one more thing. There were times where I couldn't speak out loud because in a meeting yeah. like this or something like that, and I'd just be going over my mind going, nope, I am blessed. Yeah. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. And whatever it was I was dealing with, what was attacking me, I kept speaking in my mind against what the enemy is trying to make me think or feel, you know.
So amen.
I agree with what you're saying, our thoughts.
Okay, go ahead, Missy.
Let me get back here. I'm like trying to finagle my screens around here.
We can see you. We can see you.
But I know that, but I want to read what I had there, and now I can't find it again. Oh, here it is. Help, Lord. Okay. The part there that it says, what we all want to know is how does it know someone is looking at it? And what came to me right away is, well, everything's alive. And then what came to me was intelligent. You know, they say they have, there's this terminology to kind of describe God. Intelligent design, in other words, there is a, you know, God is intelligent, you know, and he designed everything, he made everything, but also everything else has an intelligence too. It's living. I mean, how does it know someone is looking at it? I mean, that has to tell you that it's alive if it changes when you look at it or whatever. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And we're going to get into some of that. It's going to show us a lot here just in a little bit about how this works. We'll get into it. I'm not going to go into it. I want to get to it. One of the difficulties in quantum physics is that the particles behave somewhat differently for each observer, which leads to the question, does it behave according to what the scientist believes? In any event, we can definitely conclude that Jesus was right when he taught that all matter responds to faith and words. Faith and words. The substance from which our world is made is influenced and manifested by words. The things that you desire are made up of atoms. They know what you believe, hear what you say, and behave accordingly. All right, next page. The thoughts and beliefs that you carry also produce an energy around you. The vibes. Remember the vibes? your vibes can affect them, so to speak. The thoughts and beliefs that you carry also produce an energy around you. Here's the part that I was talking about a while ago. Have you ever noticed that when you are angry, things go wrong? Yep, I have. And people are insulting and angry with you. Your thoughts and beliefs produce an energy that people can perceive and react to. If you believe that no one... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what you sow, you reap. That's what it's saying there.
Yeah, it's going to tell us that.
I'm just saying that's just what came to my mind. I wanted to get it out.
Amen. Well, that's right. Absolutely. If you believe that no one likes you, then you emit that rejecting type of energy and people will be driven away from you. If you love people and care about them, they will feel that and be drawn to you. Have you ever been around someone who is pleasant and full of love? It's an energy you can actually feel. The energy of love is a powerful drawing card, for good in your life. After all, God is love, isn't he? And when you believe that God loves you and wants you to prosper, then you change your words and beliefs about money. Now, I have learned to think and believe and say things always work out for me. Everything that I do prospers and I have abundance in Jesus' name. Did y'all hear what he said? He said, I have learned to think and believe and say, here's what he says, things always work out for me. Everything that I do prospers and I have abundance in Jesus' name. It doesn't make any difference what happens. Say it. Things always work out for me. Everything that I do prospers and I have abundance in Jesus' name. God is not limited to the things that you and I see. There is an infinite supply of substance waiting to be manifest according to your beliefs and words. Well, man, I just ain't got enough money for rent this week. What am I going to do? Start saying, things always work out for me, glory to God, and everything that I do prospers, and I have abundance in Jesus' name. Guess what? That rent's going to be in somebody's hands to give to you or in the mailbox or whatever. It's going to come. You watch. It's been done for us for a long time now. Things obey words. Did you have something, Missy? I thought I saw you. Okay. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Well, bringing things down to their atomic level and learning that scientifically these particles respond to people has had a significant effect on my faith, and mine too, I might add. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree and said, no man eat fruit from thee hereafter forever, then that fig tree dried up from the atomic level because of his words. How many of you know that you can do the same thing? You can do the same thing. I remember the story that David told about, what was the guy's name that had the mole crickets? In his yard, you could see him coming across this yard. David said, make you a mark on that because we're going to pray and they're going to stop right there. He did, they did, and it was the end of the game for him. He won the game because the prayers stopped the mole crickets. They spoke it out loud and it was so. They didn't go another inch. When he spoke to the winds and the waves, they obeyed him. How many times have we done that? We had two tornadoes come in here one night. I was praying up here and David was praying downstairs. And both of them went up over us and around us. He was teaching us the undeniable biblical principle that things obey words. Ooh, that's powerful. How many of you confess the word every day for yourself? I do. I do. It's necessary because what it does, it not only helps, it not only starts this quantum thing going, but it also brings down the strongholds in your mind when you do that. Go ahead. Who was that? Yeah, Julie.
I probably don't do it as often as I should. I'm thinking things more than I'm speaking them out of my mouth.
Yeah.
But I do notice that there's a difference in the atmosphere when I speak them out of my mouth, I speak out loud.
Amen.
Or when I'm praying in tongues and that kind of thing. So it is important to do that. And I've noticed there's a difference in things. I also have noticed, maybe you guys have too, sometimes the intensity of my battle increases too when I'm doing that. Because the devil don't like it.
No.
It just seems like there's more resistance sometimes when I'm doing that. But it just keeps me more engaged, I guess. Maybe God's just, he's just doing something with me about that. But I just notice sometimes the battle gets more intense when I'm doing that for time.
Yeah. Every day when I go walking, I'll take my confession booklet with me and I'll go out there and confess that confession booklet for 3 or 4 pages. And then I'll pray in the spirit, or I might have did just the opposite, just depending on how the Lord shows it. That's something you need to do every day. Praying in the spirit gets you in the spiritual realm. Okay, let's see. Jesus did not demonstrate this just to prove he was the Son of God. He demonstrated it, then told his disciples that they too can speak words of power. He wanted us to have the revelation that we are powerful spirit beings who can speak to the mountains in our life and they will obey us. And one of the reasons that some people have a hard time believing this principle is that sometimes it takes a long time for things to manifest from the unseen into this seen realm. Go ahead, Julie.
Well, I was just thinking when you were saying that, when he demonstrated it to his disciples and told his disciples they too can speak words of power, what came to him, it's like how at least once or twice, the Lord said to him, it's like, where is your faith? Where is your faith? He said that to them,
Almost every time.
Yeah, where is your faith at? You can do this too, is what he was saying. We're slow learners, Father.
Amen. He says it takes a long time for things to manifest from the unseen into this seen realm. It especially, listen to this, it especially takes a long time when you dig up your seed every day to see if anything is happening yet. The seed will produce in its time if you leave it alone. Do you believe that the words you speak come to pass? And from this time on, listen to what you're saying to the things around you. Are you speaking curses to your finances? Well, I just don't ever have enough. It just don't seem like I have enough to buy groceries every week. It just don't seem like that the rent comes in just in time. It don't seem like this or it don't seem like that. No, you should be speaking the positive stuff all the time. Speaking as an oracle of what the Word of God says about you. Are you telling it to dry up from the roots? How about your children? What are you telling them? They will obey your prophecies of failure and delinquency. Don't ever talk bad about your child or talk bad to them. Things are responding to your words every day, so speak good things to all that surrounds our life. If you really believe Jesus' words, you will monitor your thoughts and conversations because you are the one giving substance to your world through words. One thing I learned early on as a Christian was this about the Jews. the Jewish people, the Jewish families, they'll bless their children every morning when they go out to school. I bless you, and then, you know, whatever how they say it, they'll bless every one of them. And guess what? We got Jewish people in leadership all over the world. In money situations, politics, all of that stuff. They bless their children. Yeah. Well, I bless my kombucha too. It's going to taste just as good as this last batch did. Praise God. If you really believe Jesus' words, you will monitor your thoughts and conversations, because you are the one giving substance to your world through your words. If you're always negative, guess what's going to happen? Negative things. If you're always positive, you know, that's why Donald Trump was so successful. Even as a non-Christian, he learned from Norman Vincent Peale that what you say matters. And that is a secular book by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. He was a Presbyterian, if I'm not mistaken. But he taught that what you say matters. You speak positive things, you're going to get it. That's quantum faith, by the way. Frequency and vibration. All things matter. All things are matter, are made of atoms, including your children, your car, your computer, and your house. None of these things is solid, including your kitchen table, even if it is made of oak. You may not see the spaces between the atoms in your table, but if you could see that small, you could also see movement. That's right. Your kitchen table is vibrating. Everything has a frequency vibration. You vibrate, your car vibrates, even a mountain behind your house vibrates, that one over there. They all have a natural frequency. Now let's look at how a microwave heats a cup of water. The frequency vibration of microwave is much higher than that of water. When those high frequency waves begin to bombard the water molecules, the electrons in the atoms are excited and move more and more rapidly, a higher vibration. And the result is that the substance of the water becomes hotter. The electrons have jumped to a higher orbit, changing the behavior of your water into boiling. And when you introduce cold temperature to water, it slows down the vibrations of the atomic structure to such a degree that the water becomes more solid and freezes. All things respond to the vibration of energy. What kind of energy are you producing? Do you want your water boiling or frozen? Are you introducing faith-energized, high-frequency words to your children, finances, and health? Or do you introduce low-frequency negative words that freeze your circumstances into a continual series of crises? You have a choice to use the energy of your words to change matter. The things in your life will obey your words. By speaking to objects such as your computer, stupid computer, it's going to crash. You'll find that it obeys you. It doesn't care whether crashing is a good thing or a bad thing. It just obeys you. Or you can make another choice when speaking to things. This is a good car. It always starts and it runs well. It gets good gas mileage. It stops when it wants to and it's never in a wreck. But I would be lying. Well, I've had problems with it, you say. Yeah, but do you want to reinforce that which exists or change it? That's what you want to do. You want to change your circumstances. By acknowledging the good things about the car, you create a positive belief about it, which will ultimately change it to what you desire. Imagine taking the highest frequency of all, the vibrating creative words of God, Glory to God. And changing the vibration of those things you want changed. What is it that you desire? The bigger question is, what are you choosing? The possibilities for your life are unlimited. Quantum physics is a realm where the known laws of physics, Newtonian physics, no longer apply. In classic Newtonian physics, you can repeat experiments using the same formulas and get the answers and responses you expect. The experiments are repeatable, and you can expect that this is the way things work. For instance, when Isaac Newton saw the apple fall from the tree to the ground, he discovered a natural law called gravity. You can experiment with gravity all you like, and it'll work every time. What goes up must come down. If you jump off the roof of your house, you're going to go down, not up. In the quantum subatomic area, there are only possibilities and probabilities. Things don't work like you think they should. Nothing is there until you look. Yeah, Joe, go ahead, brother.
All right, I'm not going to ask a question. I just want to say, I have to say this. I was speaking to the Lord last night. Well, I was always speaking to the Lord. But I was telling him about my life, and I need some changes in my life, and I'm not sure how to do it, and I'm not sure how to explain it. And I was praying about it and going to bed and things now. When I, after my quiet time this morning now, when I start this outreach, it was exactly what I needed, about what I need to change is, I learn about the word and all this, but I need to, how can you say in my words now, you have to build yourself up in what, who you are in Christ. In other words, the Lord give you already the promises, the blessings, everything. You have to confess. You have to come out of your mouth, because I'm not talking to a lot of people, but when I'm not talking, you don't hear yourself speaking. In other words, you don't build yourself up with the word of God what's in you. It's so timing this morning. I just want to say thank you, Lord. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That's exactly right, Joe. You have to get it out of your mouth and speak it out loud. That's what I found out. And that little booklet that I sent out here some time ago is a good one to start on, because it goes to a lot of areas of our life that we need to have. Okay. Things don't work like you think they should. Thank you, Joe. Nothing is there until you look. All that exists is only an infinite number of possibilities. Remember, Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. Mark 9:23. Whereas gravity works whether anyone is present or not. A tree falls down, not up. Even if no one observes it, it goes down. Subatomic particles are not there unless someone, that's an observer, looks for them. We can't really know what they're doing or even if they exist when we're not looking. And it's possible that they are not. 1 Corinthians 1:28 says that God has chosen the things that are not to bring to naught things that are. Ooh, glory to God. That's a good one there. How can a thing not be? This scripture makes no sense at all until you bring it down to the atomic level. All things are made up of atoms, which are made of subatomic particles. These particles are not really particles because they exist only in a state of possibilities until someone observes them, at which point they appear as a thing, a particle. And if that sounds crazy, read Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you hope for something, where does it exist? Only in your mind and heart. It is not. It is only a possibility. Hebrews 11:3, by faith, we understand that the worlds have been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen has not been made out of things which appear. So that what is being observed has not come out of what is appearing, what's visible. And this is a statement that could have been made by a physicist. Well, what makes it appear? You do, the observer. With faith that gives substance to your hopes and dreams, faith observes that which is not and gives it substance so that it may appear and become visible. The key to manifesting matter is to interact with that which is not so that it becomes what you hope for. Your expectations and beliefs are what you observe. Is of primary importance. If you observe and expect failure, sickness, or disaster, that's exactly what's going to manifest. There are an infinite number of possibilities that exist for your life. You alone have the power to choose which possibility becomes reality in your life. Choose wisely. Any questions or any comments? Are y'all getting anything out of this? I am, if you're not. Bless God, I love it. It always ups my faith to understand it, that what I say and what I do affects what happens around me. The way things work in quantum theory is so weird and bizarre that we really don't have the language to describe it. And this is one of the reasons that most people have no interest in quantum physics. It simply isn't understandable to most people. If I could show you an example of subatomic behavior in this macro world where we live, you'd be able to grasp the idea. But sometimes the quantum micro world seems upside down and backwards from what we observe every day in the natural macro world. As I studied quantum physics, it sounded very familiar to me. It sounded like faith language. All I had been through over the years about faith and confession suddenly sounded scientifically possible. All the things I accepted on faith because Jesus taught them, now sounded as if Jesus was speaking the language of quantum principle. That's what, when I first read the things on quantum physics, that's the thing that came to my mind. This is just like the Bible. After all, just how bizarre is it to say that words can move mountains? In order to believe the words of Jesus, it's necessary to let go of old ideas and open yourself to new ones. You let go of your beliefs and the way you think things work and accept a new set of beliefs. When you understand that this is something that's real, that you can understand, you can grasp because it's science, and you understand that you can look at these things and it's going to do exactly like he's talking about here. The way you think, the way you speak, the way you act, it's what's going to happen in your life. You affect the way things go in your life. If you want negative things to happen, then keep speaking negative things. It's going to happen that way. But if you do like he said to do, back over here, things always work out for me. Everything that I do prospers, and I have abundance in Jesus' name. You speak that out every day. If something bad happens, if things happen, things always work out for me. Always say that. Something bad happens, things always work out for me. This is just nothing. And don't worry about it and don't dwell on it. Get on the positive side of it. The positive side is the way Jesus spoke. Jesus spoke always the things that what he wanted to happen. When he spoke to that fig tree, that didn't give him a fig when he wanted it. That fig should have stood up right then and jumped out and throwed a fig at Jesus right then. A fig tree. But it didn't. It denied the Lord Jesus his fig. So he cursed it. It died. I'm not saying that's exactly the way it went, but that's just in my mind. That's what I figure. Okay. All I had been through over the years about faith and confession suddenly sounded scientifically possible. That's the way it was with me. When I found out about quantum faith, I said, oh my gracious, this is awesome. All the things I accepted on faith because Jesus taught them now sounded as if Jesus was speaking the language of quantum principles. Does anybody else have this in their mind about this also? Yeah, I did. I did. I knew when I saw that quantum physics, first book I read on quantum physics, I said, my goodness, that just upped my faith 100%. And then I kept reading, and boy, I tell you now, I'm on fire. Just give me something to pray about, glory to God, and it's going to get done. After all, just how bizarre is it to say that words can move mountains? In order to believe the words of Jesus, it's necessary, and it is, to let go of old ideas and open yourself to new ones. You let go of your beliefs and the way you think things work and accept a new set of beliefs. The principles of faith and confession that Jesus taught seem like nonsense when seen from a worldly point of view. But Jesus said that we're not of this world. We are in the world, but not of it. We operate in a different set of laws, which Jesus called the laws of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a realm where God lives. Different realm, different rules. The laws of the kingdom of God defy explanation. And that's because they do not operate strictly in the material, physical level, but on a higher overriding principle that is the basis of creation. Genesis chapter 1 tells us that God spoke the unseen into existence by his word. By his word. That's the way he created everything. He spoke it into existence. What is that? Quantum physics. Same thing. Words are unseen vibrations that obviously have an effect on manifesting or changing matter. You may have already experienced these laws that defy explanation. The classic laws of physics, specifically gravity, says that a 180-pound man cannot walk on top of a surface of water without sinking. So Jesus must have known about a law that supersedes the law of gravity. Huh? Current medical science says that lepers and cripples cannot be healed and restored to perfect health in seconds or minutes. It takes time. Did Jesus bypass time? Scientists and even small children know that solid matter cannot pass through walls. Jesus assumed a form that walked through a wall. Did he transform his physical matter into energy that passes through matter like a radio wave through the walls of your home? These behaviors were so strange that many people choose to believe that they did not happen because it's not possible in the physical macro world where we live. Physical laws we take for granted were superseded by the person of Jesus Christ and can be superseded by those who accept the principles of the kingdom of God. He that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. John 14:12. By comparing quantum physics with spiritual laws, let's look at a different way of thinking, and by doing so, open a whole new avenue and understanding of the faith that moves mountains. You want to hear a story about how man in the last 100 years has done this? Walk through walls? They do it every day. John Late, lady came up, said she had a sister over in Scotland. This was when he was in South Africa. Y'all heard this before. You don't understand. You'll recognize it here in a minute. They said he got a sister in the mental institute over in Scotland. She's just crazy as a bat. He said, would you pray for her? So he went down on his knees and started praying. He went out of his body, flew over to Scotland during this time on his knees up in the pulpit, went over to Scotland, walked in the mental institute, went right straight to the door that was locked, walked inside, prayed for the lady, come back out, flew back home, and was back in his body. 2 weeks later, they get a letter from the lady. Completely delivered, set free, praising God. That's the type of stuff that we're talking about. That's the type of stuff we're fixing to see a lot of, because people are getting a hold of this. This is, I hope I'm not, is anybody getting sleepy or something? Because I'm not getting a whole lot of reaction here. Okay. Is anybody getting anything out of this? Yeah.
Michael?
Yes.
I'm getting a huge amount out of it, but I am sleepy. But I want to hear everything you have to say.
Well,
you can. My being sleepy has nothing to do with it.
Okay. I'm glad I woke you up. Praise God forevermore. Okay, Julie, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'm getting a lot out of it, too. In fact, I sent you a text message that forwarded you something with a prayer request. But I went ahead and I prayed back a prayer of faith. It's for Katie and Tim. I prayed back something in faith to them and how she just responded. I'm just looking. Anyhow, I just wanted to share
okay.
it with you. They wanted prayer of agreement, so I shared it with you to
okay. Well, we're at a good point. We can do that. Why don't you go ahead and pray, and then I'll pray behind you.
Okay. Well, here's what Katie said. She asked that we'd all pray in agreement for her and Tim, pray for healing, praying against fear and doubt. They want increased faith and for strength. Strength and patience and faith for Tim as well. And I'll just let you know what I prayed back to her. I said, amen, you are healed. Praise the Lord. Fear and doubt and lack of faith are not part of your nature or character. You have patience in your faith and endurance to the end because you believe what Jesus said about you and who you are. You and Tim are strong in the Lord and full of patience and walk as Christ walked, Christ in you, hope of glory. Hallelujah. I'm speaking faith into your circumstances, and this was our study tonight. That's what I prayed back. And she gave me a thumbs up of heart and said, thank you. Amen.
Amen. You might advise her a little bit later that to listen to this broadcast tonight, and she'll get something out of it. I'll send her the copy of everything, too. So, all right. Faith and energy. Lord, we just believe with Jenny that Katie's healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Faith is an unseen energy force. It is not matter, but it creates matter and actually becomes matter. The faith that you use to call forth the manifestation of healing or finances changes. Finances changes form when the manifestation takes place. That's because faith energized words convert energy to matter. I'm going to read that again. That's because faith energized words convert energy to matter. Words are the catalyst that turns the substance of faith into physical manifestation. Faith is the raw material from which all matter is made. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is the substance. It is the invisible substance from which your physical world was and is created. God used faith substance and word energy to create the universe. He spoke and the vibration or the sound of his words released the substance that became the stars and planets. Words are the carrier of substance. They carry the substance to wherever it is directed. If you direct your faith to the healing of your body, then your words carry healing energy to the cellular level of your body. And on the vibration of your words, faith substance is carried to your body, where it becomes healing substance. Just as God created the universe by faith substance and word energy, you create your own universe by your faith and your words. And if you don't like what you have created, you can change it. I'm going to read this again. This is really something here. If you direct your faith to the healing of your body, then your words carry healing energy to the cellular level of your body. How many of you know you can't see what's going on inside your body? On the vibration of your words, faith substance is carried to your body where it becomes healing substance. Just as God created the universe by faith substance and word energy, you create your own universe by your faith and by your words. And if you don't like what you have created, you can change it. In the name of Jesus right now, Jeff, you're healed in Jesus' name. I speak healing upon your body right now in Jesus' name. Everybody here, speak healing to Jeff in Jesus' name. We speak complete healing to you, Jeff, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that there is no cancer in his body. There is no infirmity in his body. He is healed by the stripes of Jesus, and we praise you, Father, that he is healed. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I believe it, and I know it's happening even as we speak right now. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Michael. I was just thinking about for myself, it says, when we get born again, you get Jesus' spirit in your life. I think that's the same. If you think about this, for me, I was thinking for myself, is Jesus is in your body. So you can't really see physical evidence. You have to believe he is in your body. If you're not acting on what you cannot dig up the seed to see what it looked like. That's not possible. You must know the seed is growing. You must believe the seed is growing. If the seed's not growing, then you don't believe the seed you have received. So that would just, for me, is don't look at what you've seen. You can't go what you've seen. You go on what you know, what the Lord gives you in his heart, his benefits, his blessings. You have to believe that. You can't go up to see the seed. You can't see the seed in a physical realm. Only seed is when you're growing up, when you're manifesting it, when you see the fruit, when it's been manifesting and not just growing. Sorry, just want to add that.
Amen. That's right. I remember the testimony of Kenneth Hagin when he was a teenager. He was real sick, and he found out what Mark 11:23-24 said, and he started doing it. And he wanted to be healed, and so he started speaking it. He got up out of the bed. He did it. He couldn't get out of the bed before, but he got up out of the bed and he told his mama, said, "That's okay, mama. I can get out of this bed. I'm coming to the breakfast table. I'm going to work this morning." And he shuffled himself in, got dressed, and shuffled down to work. They hadn't seen him in months. And he got to work. And the guys there that he worked with, they said, "You won't last a week." And he was there when the rest of them quit. And it was hard physical labor. But he did what the word said. And he was doing it every day. "I am healed. I confess that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus." And that's what we have to do. We have to start doing the words, walking it out. That's what gets the faith going in you. Every step that you take that you couldn't take before, that's another step. That's another step. That's another step. That's another step. If you can't eat nothing, get you a biscuit. Get you a biscuit and eat that biscuit. Then get you another. Then get you a big T-bone. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the way it works. The quantum physics is faith. working in your life. In quantum mechanics, everything is connected, it says. In quantum mechanics, the observation of something changes it. You can never really be sure if it even existed before you looked. Because you looked, you actually interfered with whatever was before you looked. And if this sounds confusing, it really isn't. It just means that we affect everything around us just by how we see it or what we believe. So if you believe that I'm not going to be healed, guess what? You ain't going to be healed. But if you believe that you are being healed, even as we speak, the cells are regenerating. Everything is working to the positive now. You got things going, and it won't be long before the manifestation starts to take place. Jesus said to the centurion, Matthew 8, as you have believed, so be it done unto thee. It's a good thing he believed his servant was healed. Our perceptions return to us exactly what we perceive. Always see in your mind the end, not the beginning of where you are right now, but always see the end. I'm healed, glory to God. I can hear anything. My sinuses are dried up, glory to God, and I am healed. Our perceptions return to us exactly what we perceive. But it don't look like it doesn't sound like it, doesn't, you know, whatever. How you interact with this quantum field of possibilities, the unseen realm form, which all is created, determines what manifests in your life. Yeah, Julie.
Just something that was coming to me, something I heard years before and I really didn't fully understand it, but in my mind, I believed it because like it made so much sense to me. But it's like the what's in the spirit realm is far more real than what is in the natural realm.
Yep. Amen. That's true. Thank you. Go ahead, Missy. Okay. We have been given an empty slate. And Jesus said it's up to us what we choose to put on it. Jesus said it is up to us what we choose to put on that empty slate. Mark 11:23-24, Mark 9:23. With the disciples, Jesus used farming to illustrate his point. Whatever you sow, whatever you speak out your mouth, that you will reap. If you sow corn, you're going to reap corn. However, if you choose to sow weeds, you're going to reap weeds. We have been programmed in this world to sow the wrong kind of seed and then wonder what happened. Everything has become separate and disconnected, but quantum physics brings us again to the reality that Jesus taught, that all things are interconnected. I'm going to read that again. Everything has become separate and disconnected, but quantum physics brings us again, there's an angel sitting right here, to the reality that Jesus taught, that all things are interconnected. God is not up in heaven sitting on his throne sowing seeds and making choices for us that may be bad or good. We're sowing our own seeds and making our own choices for good or evil. We get healed by ourselves or someone else's faith with us. Whatever it is, it's all dependent upon what we say and how we act. But I'm healed, and then go around, moping around, saying, man, I can't go to work today because I ain't healed. I'm just saying. We're sowing our own seeds and making our own choices for good or evil. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before thee life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life that thou mayest live, thou and thy seed. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. How many of you know you can have good fruit and you can have rotten fruit? We make the choices. What you do and believe affects everyone and everything around you. You actually create your own reality. Your perception of life becomes your life. Glory to God. And that's why it is so important to change your perceptions, your beliefs, and expectations so that they agree with the abundant life that has been provided. Are you perceiving and believing in the blessings or the curses? It don't make any difference what that doctor tells you. I wouldn't go to him. Because they're always going to tell you the bad report. Mark 11:23, but shall believe that what he saith shall come to pass, he shall have it. Do you sincerely hold the belief that your words can change, demolish, or heal that which exists and create that which does not exist? And if you don't believe that you are as powerful as Jesus said, then why not? Is it because you feel unworthy, less than, or inferior? Where did this belief come from? If you hold negative thoughts and beliefs, then you must discover them and change your beliefs. Just listen to yourself tomorrow when you go out. Listen to yourself and see if you're saying anything negative about yourself. And then quit it. Yeah. And then quit it. Where did this belief come from? If you hold negative thoughts and beliefs, then you must discover them and change your beliefs. Until you uncover the hidden beliefs that control your life, you will not be able to operate in the kind of power Jesus said we have. And what you believe in your heart is the controlling force of your life. You are either controlled by faith or fear. It's fairly easy to identify negative, limiting thought and beliefs. They bring fear. They make you feel bad. They manifest in your life as hopelessness and expectations of sickness, poverty, failure, and defeat. They make you feel stuck. You can reprogram your beliefs by speaking energizing, life-giving words of power, glory to God. And speak only what agrees with who Christ said you are. And you can eliminate the old belief system that has dominated you. Remember, what is seen is created from what is unseen. You don't know what's going on in your body when you start speaking healing, because those cells are starting to regenerate. Those good cells are starting to regenerate. It may take a while. You may not feel anything for a long time. Don't worry about it. Just know it's happening. Just keep speaking it. Yes, Joe.
I was just thinking it's the same thing about, I was said earlier, just to hear myself speaking again, is the bad and good fruit. If you don't speak it, in other words, if you don't speak it in your life itself, if you don't water it, bad fruit is going to get not good so anymore. So you have to have water it, in other words, by speaking it, by living it, by thinking about it. But you have to keep the fruit growing and growing. Not just become rotten fruit. It's fruit, but it's now doesn't get any water anymore. So I've been going in substance. So
that's just praise God. Yeah, amen. Thank you, Father.
Make it any sense what I said?
Yeah, absolutely.
Julie?
That's just what we've been saying.
You understand what I said? Yeah.
Mostly. Yeah. Mostly, I've said every word of it, glory to God. Yes, I did.
Debbie, go ahead. You're going to say something.
I was just answering Joe that yes, it did make sense.
Okay, yeah, it made sense.
Yeah.
I'm speaking South African right fluently now. I understood every word of it. Yeah, Joe, that's exactly right. Okay. Remember, what is seen is created from what is unseen.
Joe, it's like we're watering.
Go ahead, Deborah. Deborah, go ahead.
Boy, what happened there? I mean, our computers, what's going on anyway? Because I was speaking and you didn't know, then all of a sudden she said something strange. But anyway, I just was saying that was just like, so our faithless words are poison water, you know, watering either way. So that was good. Yeah, and our words of faith are the thieves. That's what he was saying. I liked it. That's all.
Kind of like speaking the sweet waters or the bitter waters. You can't have both coming out of the same fountain. You either have to, well, we have to correct that so we only have sweet waters coming out. Is that kind of what you're meaning, Joe?
He was.
Yeah. Yes, I was, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you. So, well, just the enemy tried to say people don't understand you. So I just tell him, no, get lost. Hold on. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. Remember this. What is seen is created from what is unseen. Have I got a little delay on my speech? Yeah, I sure do.
No, Michael, you have strong bandwidth and you can hear everything right on time and there's no delay. Amen.
That's praise God.
Right. Watch my lips. Am I talking now? That was a delayed response. No more delay in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. It's working right on time. Okay. That's why, Debbie, that you heard me after you started speaking is because it bandwidth got stupid there for a minute, but it's not going to be stupid no more. It's going to be real smart. Remember, what is seen is created from what is unseen. Your outward circumstances are a reflection of your beliefs. Before you can change circumstances, you must change yourself. To speak to the mountain and have it removed, you must believe those things you say will come to pass. Hearing yourself speak or confess what God has said about you puts faith in your heart and changes your perceptions and interactions with the world around you. You ought to underline that. Hearing yourself speak or confess what God has said about you puts faith in your heart and changes your perceptions and interactions with the world around you. Ultimate reality is defined by love. Augustine, one of the greatest Christian thinkers of all time, affirmed, God's love is the glue that holds all things together, the very fabric of the universe. To look into the transcendent world within which this temporal world exists is to see a place where you are eternally endeared. If Augustine was correct, the universe is tilted in your favor. Or, to echo the psalmist, this I know, that God is for me. Glory to God. Psalm 56:9. To glimpse into that world is to see an invisible kingdom of kindness where there are no limits to what you can receive and achieve by grace. It's the point where you can connect with the one who will guide you on your journey in this visible world. Whether you want spiritual growth, deeper relationships, or greater progress in other areas of life, the kingdom of God is a field of favor that holds the key to unlocking your true potential and making your God-given dreams a reality. Ooh, that's good. People often think that faith creates something out of nothing. It doesn't. Faith causes things that already exist to manifest in space-time. That's what we learned before about the timelines thing. Where are you in your faith? How many of you want to be streaming faith? Streaming, not screaming. Streaming faith, real time. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is substance. Sub suggests it takes a stance on an underlying reality that is already there. Faith is evidence of things not seen, but which do exist. Everything necessary to give you the life experience you were born to know is there waiting for you. In the 1920s, the Danish physicist Niels Bohr and his colleagues debated the nature of reality. When they agreed that all possibilities exist inside the quantum world in a state called superposition. Superposition suggests that a quantum particle, such as an electron or photon, can exist simultaneously in multiple states or positions. A weird thing about this quantum reality is that something can exist in more than one way and more than one place at the same time. We just talked about something like that a while ago. Blake was in two different places at one time. Are y'all beginning to see where this quantum faith is really something that's awesome? And it brings us into that reality of understanding what faith is. Because when you speak faith, you start changing things in your life. Yeah, Julie?
Amen.
It's just, you know, you all probably getting this too. It's like, you know, we have unlimited ability in the spirit realm to create whatever it is we want for ourselves or for the body of Christ, or, you know, what the prayers of people all over the world did for Trump. You know, when you look at that, there were more people voting for him, even getting out there and voting at all, but, you know, for Trump. And, you know, that was a miracle too. A lot of things happened, you know, and it was very positive and encouraging, you know, seeing all the positive things that were happening by the, you know, prayer and what it was doing, you know. That was a really tangible evidence thing, you know, a real tangible thing of what was happening in the natural realm because of the prayers of people.
Amen. Yeah, people all over the world didn't have nothing to do with America were praying for Trump to get in, to save America. You know why? Because when America thrives, the world thrives. That's a natural fact there. Because this is the richest nation in the world as far as resources and everything. And it only comes about on the right side is when God's people keep praying and stays that way. That's why we keep praying in daily to protect Trump and protect his cabinet. Yeah, Judy.
I was going to say, it's unity as well, being in the same
one accord.
In one accord, unity for the same thing. So that's huge.
Absolutely. The Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics is one way to understand the strange rules of the quantum world. It says that tiny particles like electrons exist in a blurry state of probability until we measure or observe them, at which point they pop into a definite place. I'm going to read that again. This is significant. It says that tiny particles like electrons exist in a blurry state of probability. Some scientists call it looks like a cloud. Until we measure or observe them, at which point they pop into a definite place. This observer effect in science says we influence manifestation by focusing on something. Until it materializes in our experience, the outcome is simply a possibility in another dimension. Yeah, Judy?
This scripture that was coming to my mind is like when the Lord said, I don't know what book it's in, maybe Exodus or Deuteronomy, I can't remember. But these words of the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on them day and night. Yep. And speak them, you know, write them on your, you know, with phylacteries and, you know, on your fingers and on your foreheads, you know, it's the mind and the works and all that stuff. But they shall not depart, but they shall continue to speak them and speak them to one another and to, you know, teach your children these things and all that. As you're doing that and meditating on that, you're focusing and meditating, you know, it changes you, right? That's just what was in my mind when you were saying that.
That's a good one too. I don't know where it is, but yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Praise God. Yeah. Another faith message. Before it manifests, a quantum particle is described by a wave function, which represents the probabilities of finding the particle in different positions, possible outcomes. This wave function is the superposition of all possible states, meaning the particle is simultaneously in all of these states. I'm going to read that again. You got to get it just right. Before it manifests, a quantum particle is described by a wave function, which represents the probabilities of finding the particle in different positions or possible outcome. This wave function is a superposition of all possible states, meaning the particle is simultaneously in all of these states. When an observation is made, the wave function collapses into a single definite state, and the particle comes to one specific position. This process, known as a wave function collapse, is a central element of the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics. And another way this collapse is often described is a popping a quiff, which refers to the quantum wave function manifesting as one identifiable outcome. In essence, superposition and wave function collapse implies that the quantum world contains all possible outcomes until observed, at which point the wave function collapses and one definite outcome manifests. And it's to your benefit to understand this point. Every outcome is already there. Glory to God. Faith doesn't create anything but calls forth a manifestation that shifts its location from the invisible to the visible. Faith moves it from potentiality to actuality. Faith moves it from potentiality to actuality. Jesus said that all things are possible to the one who believes. The heart of the matter isn't whether the outcome is possible, because it is. The crux of the issue revolves around our understanding and practice of faith. Faith is not wishing and hoping, it knows without a doubt. Faith is the answer to the prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Every detail of God's kingdom already exists and is available to manifest in this world when we approach it through faith. Faith doesn't cause something to come out of nowhere, but causes it to come from somewhere. The quantum world is a world of probability, not absolute control. And that's how it is with the kingdom of God. Every outcome is already there inside the divine matrix. You don't create it, but instead you facilitate it coming to you by faith. The deficit we perceive. Yes.
That backup faith doesn't cause something to come out of nowhere, but causes it to come from somewhere. What popped into my head was he answers before we call, and yet while we're still speaking, he hears.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because God doesn't dwell in time. That's what that's saying.
Yeah. We can, we'll talk about this when we get through here. The deficit we perceive in our lives is not because the answer to our prayer isn't there. The problem is in our limiting beliefs. I challenge you to open your mind to the reality that nothing is impossible with God, and that all things are indeed possible to the one who believes. Why is it that some people can get their prayers answered, it seems seemingly a lot quicker than most people? Because they don't go back and try to, they watch what they say. Let me put it that way. They watch what they say. They always watch what they say. And that's what he's telling us to do in this little booklet here. Watch what you say. Go back and check yourself. If you said something negative, cast it out and start over. But don't go back and dig up. Do I feel any better today? Do I feel any better? No, don't do that. Just believe it. Just keep on. Man, I've learned so much from this quantum. I don't know about y'all, but I'm learning so much more about faith through this quantum than I have before. Before, it was just speak this, and believe this, believe this. Now I can see how it works. You can see how faith works in the natural realm. Because the cloud doesn't, it's just a cloud. You don't know it, all these little atoms, it's just a cloud. But when you start focusing on it, immediately it pops into a one particle deal. And then that particle goes to work for you when you start believing. Yeah, Joe. I'll get right back to you, Julie.
I was just thinking what Mercy says as well. God knows what before we ask him a question, because he doesn't dwell in time. So you already know what you're going to ask. I was thinking myself yesterday as well as I was thinking now, maybe I must ask this, God this, and maybe I must ask God and ask and tell him about this. But you already know what I'm going to talk about. So it's nothing new. I'm just arguing with myself. I don't know why that. Because God already knows what you're going to be thinking. So it's just the same as now when earlier I said, but they will ask me that question, that you understand. It doesn't necessary for me to answer that, but ask that question. It's just an enemy try to convince me otherwise. So I just want to say get lost. When I say get lost, it's when I say get lost, it's now get lost. It's not by what previously said, it's now get lost. The way of thinking is, God says, think what you're saying, but when you think what you're saying, I already know what you're going to say. So just don't argue in your mind. Just listen to what I have to say. Be quiet, be still. I practice that. Well, Lord gave me that. Be calm, rest, and listen. If you're done listening or resting, rest some more. Listening, that's the main thing for me is, if you're tired of listening, rest. If you're tired of rest, rest some more. Sorry, I just myself. Thank
that's
you.
True. That's true, Joe. That's exactly right. Praise God. There's something else I want to say, but I'm going to let Julie go. Go ahead, Julie.
I was just going to say that, you know, what was coming to me is we all need that childlike faith. We just agree what the Lord says. He's our Father. We know His word is true. We know His promises are true. The problem is up here in our head. You know, a lot of times we just got to but the way we think or what, you know, not living by sight, but living by faith. And the other thing is, you know, it's God's faithfulness Amen. To bring it to pass. It's nothing that we can do of ourselves. It's like he just wants us to agree with him, believe him, and walk it out in our faith, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, no matter, you know, some, that's just something that's in the natural, but you know, everything in the natural in the world is all temporal. This is all going to pass away. All of this, what's eternal is God's word and what he is creating, who he is creating in us, you know, to be who we're supposed to be and walking in that faith and, to walk it out. And then the other thing that was my mind was, Lord, help me, what is the scripture? The Lord, you know, he is the Lord of our circumstances. You know, every name that is named shall bow the knee in his name, because he is the name above all. And it's like in every name they shall bow the knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord in my circumstances. He's Lord in my circumstances. He's in sovereign control of what happens to me. He's responsible for me. He purchased me. This is what I tell the, you know, my enemy a lot of times. It's like, no, he is responsible for me. He's responsible for my body. He's responsible for my life. He purchased me with his blood. I belong to him. I'm his. You know, I can't fix me. He has to fix me. And I believe what he tells me. And I believe I'm his child. And I know that my father loves me and he's going to do what he says. He doesn't lie. That's how I have to overcome in my trials, you know, that it's still his faithfulness that does it. It's still his power that does it. It's, he wants us to use the authority he's given us. He wants us to use the faith he's given us. He wants us to use the armor. He wants us to walk as he walks. And we're all learning to do that. And that's why he gives us these trials. I'm going to believe what God says over what I feel. Over what the circumstances look like, and what else can I do? That's all I know how, you know. And I, you know, if I don't fight, I'll get, you know, it's painful, you know. So it's, and like Joe was saying, rest, you know, just be quiet and rest. You know, he hears me, he knows me, but I'm his responsibility, and that's where I put the responsibility back on him. It's not me. Anyhow, I hope that maybe helps somebody.
Amen.
Michael?
Yeah, Joe?
I just want to say something just after. You said you're going to say something after this. I just want to say something after you finish something.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I can interpret what you said. You want to say something after what I said, after, because it's going to be after what I said, and it's going to say something.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
What did I just say?
No, just before Julie talked, you said you're going to say something.
I was going to do, I was going to pray for Teresa and her house selling. You want that house sold, don't you, Teresa?
I'm undecided about it. There's times I want it sold and there's times I want to go back to it. But I don't have a way to go back to it until God makes a way. And I haven't been speaking about that either. You know, I haven't been speaking. I have my house restored to me. So I'm leaving it up to God, what God wants.
Okay.
You know,
that's what we'll pray.
He has to direct my steps. You know, he has to create the circumstances. He's the Lord. He needs to create the circumstances that he wants me to be in and show me what it is that he wants me to be in.
Do you have people back in, or is it Idaho?
Idaho?
Yeah.
I had a circle of acquaintances, yes.
Okay.
But it's not family. Family's in Kansas.
Okay.
My kids and their families are in Kansas.
Okay.
And I do feel that I'm supposed to be with my kids right now. it just seems to me when a lot of years ago when my kids were, teenagers, I was going to a ministry and, you know, and the ministry was, you know, he was disbanding his ministry. Well, just before he did that, you know, so he could go to Africa. And so just before he did that, I had a dream. And in this dream, me and my kids and, he's an ex-husband now, but he was in the, we were, and, you know, a bunch of other people were in the cleft. We were in the cleft of a rock that, you know, like there was an ocean. And then there was this mountain that just went straight up, and there was a cleft of the rock in there, you know, like, kind of like a gigantic cave. And we were all protected in that cleft of the rock. Well, a tsunami came up and washed us all out of there. Well, some didn't make it, but me and my kids did. And then we all, you know, we were all able to swim back to the shore. And we got back together, you know, and the other people that made it as well. And then we were able to go back into the cleft of the rock. And so I think this is a time when God's putting us together, me and my kids and their families. You know, God's bringing us back together for this time. And so I think I'm supposed to be here for right now with them. But as to what God is going to have us to do, as time goes on, I do not know.
Okay. Well, Lord, we just ask that you give her directions, that she would understand, and I praise you for doing that, Father. Give her good, clear direction as to what you want her to do and where she's going to be. And we praise you and we thank you, Father, for doing that, giving her dreams, visions, and words of knowledge in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. I believe it.
Okay, thank you.
I believe it. All right, anybody else? We're going to stop right there and we'll pick that up Thursday night. Has anybody got any questions about this? Go ahead, Joe.
Sorry, I just want to say something. I just want to say something about what Julie says. The Lord bought us with a price. We redeemed, so we belong to Him. That just reminds me of, we are like a second-hand car dealer. The Lord bought us, bought this car just as is. Now I have to change it into something working for Him. It's just awesome. Our Lord, doesn't matter how young or how old this vehicle is, He bought it. Now He's going to fix it. But, yeah, all right. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Okay, anybody else? I've enjoyed it because I can go over this thing a half a dozen times and still get something out of it. Every little old piece in there lifts my faith up, and I hope it does the same thing to everybody here. Yep. No, we're not an old car. I ain't a 57 Buick no more. Praise God. I'm a 2025 Mercedes. Boy, I'd look good in one of them. Nope, I'd want one of those angel-made electric cars. Praise God. No, not a Tesla. Mm-mm. Nope. Rivian truck. Yeah, Joe.
We are all new cars now because we're driven by the Spirit and not by fuel. We're driven by the Spirit. That's
you got that right, brother. They don't run on gas neither.
No. That's physical.
They run on Jesus.
Yeah, they run on spiritual. Yeah.
Yep, we run on Jesus. Tesla, free energy too. We're going to have free energy here. It's going to be Hawaiian weather too, Ben. Not like it is in Canada. It's going to be Hawaiian weather down here, buddy. Yeah, or like it is in Pennsylvania. It's cold up there all the time. Not only that, you got a bunch of screaming liberals up there, too.
Okay. Hey. Trump won the state. He won the state in spite
he
of
He sure all did. He sure did in spite of all the garbage.
Yep.
Yeah. You're right. She sure did. Praise
Thank
God.
Lord for routing out all the cheating.
Yeah, really. Oh. Is this a different one? No, it's the same one. Okay, we're out of time. God bless you. We'll see you next time, Lord willing. Thursday night, we'll continue this. If y'all are liking it, tune in. Don't tune out. Thank you, Lord.